I'm traveling high up into Pakistan's Swat Valley to the source of the floods that ravaged the country last July. 2 months on and the relief work is continuing, with over 4 million affectees in the northwest alone. This is the Ahmed family. They lost their father to the river. Salim Ahmed was stranded under a tree by the rising flood waters. His sons could see and speak to him, but they couldn't reach him. A day later, Salim was swept away by the great torrent of water. Along the way, we stopped off at a military base to pick up some relief rations. Flood evacuees were getting out of the helicopters, and some of them were still clearly traumatized by their experience. When we finally reach the upper valley, the damage is plain to see. All the way along the riverbank lies the debris and wreckage, buildings torn apart by the raging floodwaters. This is the remains of the hospital in Madian. Thousands of refugees are heading down the river to find food and shelter, but the going is tough and access isn't what it used to be. Crossing the river safely is an essential part of life in Swat, but over 40 bridges have been destroyed by the floods, and now people are making do with temporary chairlifts. Rebuilding this shattered infrastructure is a daunting task. Some temporary roads have been built, opening up areas previously cut off. Animals and people are starting to move again. But there's much to be done. In the wake of this flood, which is the worst in living memory, some Swat residents are wondering about its ecological causes.
देखो कलामे के से एरिया है कि ये पहाड़ी इलाका है उसकी जमीनें पुराने जमाने से ये दरिया के किनारों पे आबाद थे ना तकरीबन 1000 साल को 1500 साल को हमारे एल्डर्स जो हैं वो इस तरह बता रहे हैं तो जब ये सैलाब आए तो मॉनसून यहाँ नहीं हुए थे कलाम मॉनसून के खिते में नहीं आते तो खिलाफी तवक्को इस साल मॉनसून की बारिशें तीन दिन तीन रात इस तरह शुरू हो गई कि इधर से उधर आदमी दिखाई नहीं दे रहा था तो उसमें तमाम पहाड़ी नदी जो कैचमेंट एरिया था उससे सैलाब निकल के आया तो दरिया किनारे जो जमीन थी फसलें थी जिसके घर थे वो उड़ा लेके ले चला गया लेकिन झीलें उधर नहीं बनी जहाँ डेंस थी जंगलात घने जंगलात थे उधर से सैलाब नहीं निकल सका जहाँ जंगल घने नहीं थे इधर उधर के दरख्त थे उधर से सैलाब हुआ है जिधर भी जाएं आप जहाँ सैलाब हो आप देखें तो उधर जंगल नहीं है या बहुत कम है
A small fleet of American helicopters are flying through the Swat Valley as part of the huge relief effort. Helping with the transport of refugees and relief, we asked if they were really welcome in an area that just over a year ago was largely controlled by the Taliban.
We saw the helicopters going over a moment ago with the Americans bringing supplies into the valley. Have they brought any supplies for your area?
No. اگه د امریکن دی که د پاکستان دو متاثر دی دوته خو ضرورت هر شی دی کاغه د فوډ دی که داغه د شیلټر دی کنه څنګه چې دلګی دی دلی د ټول ته ضرورت خلک هر سبه نه کوي سس شی ضرورت دی ضرورت خو د هر شی دی.
I got a different response from Colonel Obaidur Rahman, a senior Pakistani commander in the valley.
Well, if drone attack continues at the same time, we see two choppers flying over our valley, and at the same time we hear a news of 5 drone attacks in Farda. So you can well measure that whether it will facilitate or it will fade away the support. But the important thing is that at present they are one of the major facilitators, donors or assisters of the world during this particular disaster, not even in this area, I would say that throughout length and breadth of Pakistan.
Sir, kyunki log America se naraaz hai filhal, to ye log kehte sir ki nahi acha nahi ho raha hai. Acha baaz jo samajhdar log hai wo kehte ki nahi hamare itne hame relief de raha hai, itna mera saath jo kuch kar raha hai acha kar raha hai. To baaki aise log hai sir udhar, education kam hai, to isliye تھوڑا سا لوگوں کے مائنڈ میں نا وہ تھوڑا الگ قسم کے ہے. تو جو ایجوکیٹڈ لوگ ہیں وہ تو سمجھ رہے ہیں جیسا جیسا بھی ہو رہا ہے, امریکہ جو کر رہا ہے اور کوئی ملک جو اپنے آرمی کر رہے ہیں, لوگوں کے مائنڈ کی بات ہے سر.
The Taliban are taking advantage of the catastrophe. In August, militants torched two schools in Kalam, the same area where the American airlift is concentrated. It raised a question: is Pakistan's army overstretched by the floods?
The period of worry is over. That's the beauty. The majority of the population of this area, they did not like what happened because of those militants. The locals are, as I've said earlier, hand in gloves with us.
Hame bhi yehi keh rahe hain ki sir aap log jo army ke sath taun kar rahe hain yehi taun khatam kar rahe hain aap log, warna aap log ki apne zimmedari dhamka rahe hain dara rahe hain sir yehi.
To log dar gaye
سر؟ لوگ ڈر بھی رہے ہیں کیونکہ ہر بندے کو اپنی جان پیاری ہے, کیونکہ یار پتہ نہیں کہاں سے نکلیں گے, کس ٹائم آ جائیں گے, ان کا تو نہ کوئی ٹھکانے کا پتہ ہے نہ کوئی جگہ کا پتہ ہے, پتہ نہیں کہاں گھوم رہے کہاں پھر رہے کہاں سے کھا رہے کچھ پتہ نہیں ہے. تو
لیکن موجودگی اب تک ہے؟
ہے سر, موجودگی اب تک ہے. جو وہ خود فون پہ کہہ رہے کہ ہم فلاں جگہ پہ فلاں جگہ پہ, کیونکہ فون جو کرے اسے پتہ چلے گا کہ کلام کے ایریا میں ہی ہے جہاں سگنل چل رہا ہے, وہی ایریا میں طالبان بھی ہے.
Meanwhile, as a semblance of normality slowly returns to Swat, families like Salim Ahmed's are struggling to keep going, as well as dealing with the trauma of loss.
Nishte